first question I received is about last chat, and it's about the second group in relationship. And I read the paragraph. You said, then there is another relationship which a person wants to have with God, whether it is a made of God, eternal God, a formless God, or God in form as Guru. Now this, even though the person that approaches this type of relationship is going with their personality, because there are not two personalities that cause conflict or joy, etc., it is more secure. Why? Because when you give your love to Guru or God, it is worthy of that love because you are putting yourself in a position of not agreeing with another person's personality, but allowing that person to demolish the wrong and unreal. The questioner is asking you to elaborate on this, and I read the question. Would you please elaborate on this and guide us about the best technique and practice for allowing the Guru to demolish the wrong and unreal?
Trust on the words of Guru. Only those words that sits in your heart. We don't want to be able to pretend, accept everything that comes out of the mouth of a Guru. No, if you disagree, please do disagree. But those words that sits in your heart, trust it. And yes, when the second group of love, one goes with a strong personality and a very busy mind and finds someone to guide him or her. But that someone doesn't have any agenda, does not need it. It doesn't have any need except this flow of love, and doesn't know stranger or friend, relative or non-relative. It's just a flow, just like a river, water in the river. So it depends how open you are and as how much you allow it to penetrate. And one thing that the seeker will find out is that when there is a word that comes to help you and you begin to get offended or find excuses for your behavior, you're just delaying your transformation, because you are protecting exactly the cause of your suffering. So even if you get scolded, or like Shridi Baba used to do, beaten even, you have to take it as a medicine to your illness and move on with your trust and see the result. Because there is, in a true guru, there is no personality that is seeking some sort of benefit. There is a still personality, but they are purified. They are not as self-seeking as, say, the person that is in need. So it has to be allowed to, bottom line, open heart and trust. Not a blind trust, but if you feel it in your heart, then obey it. And remember that the Guru is beyond bad and good, so don't judge them as you would judge a friend. Judge them of what they are doing to your heart, what kind of transformation you're going through, what benefit have they been in your life. But if you put them in the mold of human being, you can be disappointed at times for something that is very human, and that's not really who they are. But again, I have to emphasize the third group is your goal. The guru is a manifestation of your own heart, and a genuine guide that is accepted by you, by your heart, should and must and will guide you to the third group. It has to. If not, then I would say move on. And that is the only problem with the religion. As good as the branches, some depth of the religion is, they still want you bound to the personality. It's not so clear to say, listen, if God is omnipresent, tell me, who can you be? And if you deny that, then you're denying the allness of God.